Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. Coming to you from the Crusade News Desk in the Northern Shenandoah Valley, I'm Celeste Youngblood with your news headlines at this hour on this Monday, January 15th, 2018. Convicted trans felon Chelsea Manning is running for the Senate, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the first of two hermits this week. A meth lab explosion in Texas, and U.S. Senator Tom Cotton disputes claims that President Trump uttered racist comments. Dishonorably discharged from the Army, convicted trans felon Chelsea Manning has filed the necessary paperwork to run for the United States Senate in the state of Maryland. This story from Reuters has been slightly edited for biological accuracy.
Chelsea Manning is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. Senate seat from Maryland, according to federal election filings seen on Saturday. 30-year-old Manning, the transgender former U.S. Army soldier who served 7 years in military prison for leaking classified documents to WikiLeaks, would be challenging Democratic Senator Ben Cardin. Cardin was elected in 2006 to that seat, was easily reelected in 2012, and is expected to run for reelection again this year. Chelsea Manning, formerly known as Bradley Manning, moved to Maryland in May upon his release from a Kansas prison. He was granted clemency by former President Barack Obama. Manning, who had been working as an intelligence analyst in Iraq, was convicted in 2013 of espionage and other offenses for furnishing more than 700,000 documents, videos, and diplomatic cables to WikiLeaks. He came out as transgendered shortly after his sentencing, but the military denied his request for hormone therapy treatment while behind bars.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Avila. There are more tears shed over answered prayers than over unanswered prayers. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Paul the Hermit. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Paul the Hermit was born in the year 229 in Lower Thebaid, Egypt, and was orphaned at 15. He survived the persecution of Emperor Trajanus Decius. At 22, he escaped to the desert when he realized his brother-in-law was planning to report him to the authorities as a Christian so that he could get his inheritance. While in the desert, Paul realized that the life of a hermit was for him, and he spent the rest of his life in the desert with few interruptions. He drank the water of a nearby stream, clothed himself with palm leaves, and ate of the local fruits. One notable visitor was Saint Anthony of the Desert, who also ended up burying Paul after his death in 342 at the ripe old age of, and this is reported by a few sites, 115. Saint Paul the Hermit, pray for us. The New York Post via Fox 4 is reporting that a methamphetamine lab in an Arlington, Texas apartment exploded with a child in the apartment. The explosion knocked out windows in at least 5 nearby apartments. 39-year-old Nancy Cruz Rodriguez and 18-year-old Odalis Corrales were arrested and charged, not only with manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance, but Corrales was also charged with child endangerment. Fortunately, nobody was injured. Last week, we covered the allegations made by Democrat participants in the bipartisan immigration talks regarding statements President Trump supposedly uttered about poorer nations such as Haiti and African nations. Reuters and ABC News report that since then, two Republican senators, David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas, have come out disputing this recounting of events. Courtesy of Reuters, Senator Tom Cotton.
I didn't hear it, and I was sitting no further away from Donald Trump than Dick Durbin was. And I know what Dick Durbin has said about the president's repeated statements is incorrect.
So is Durbin lying?
Senator Durbin has misrepresented what happened in White House meetings before, and he was corrected by Obama administration officials. But here's the point, John. We have an immigration system today that treats people based on where they're from or who they're related to, not who they are. That's not the system we need. When Senator Durbin and Senator Graham came to the Oval Office and proposed not to fix that system, but to expand it, to create more quotas, more set-asides for other countries, the president reacted with pretty tough language, as he said, because we want to move to a system that treats people for who they are.
And that's the news. Now it's time for the muse. Celestial musings, that is.
In this Celestial Musings, the Youngblood household has the flu. So honestly, the only thing I was musing about last night was the 2-year-old's cough. So instead of my thoughts, I have a funny for you. A Jesuit, a Dominican, and a Trappist were marooned on a desert island. They found a magic lamp and after some discussion decided to rub it. Lo and behold, a genie appeared and offered them 3 wishes. They decided it was only fair that they could each have 1 wish. The Jesuit said he wanted to teach at the world's most famous university. And poof, he was gone. The Dominican wished to preach in the world's largest church. And poof, he was gone. Then the Trappist said, "Thanks, I already got my wish." Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.